Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. This wake-up call is for the 22nd of November, Thanksgiving Day. And this is 2018. 2019 is rapidly approaching. We've got some real serious problems. Brothers and sisters, the title of this sermon is The Noahide Death Laws. Noahide Death Laws. I'm going to try to go slow enough that you can write all of these things down. I'm going to open with a verse from the book of Revelations. Chapter 20, verse 4. All right, chapter 20, verse 4 of the book of Revelations. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and the lives of those who had been beheaded because of the witness they bore to Yeshua, and because of the word of Elohim, and who did not worship the beast nor his image and did not receive his mark upon their foreheads or upon their hands. And they lived and reigned with Messiah for 1,000 years. Verse 5, and the rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Okay, now that is a very important verse. Write it down because it's going to have a bearing on the entire sermon. Okay? I would now like to turn to the book of Daniel. Okay, the book of Daniel. Let me get back there. I have all my page markers in here, and I'm using my big scriptures, and it's a big book. It's the very large version, and it's almost new. I have a brand new one that has no markings in it, but this one I have a lot of notes in, but I want to be very careful when I turn pages so as not to tear any of these pages. I really love this book. It's outstanding. Okay, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, it describes one of the rulers, this is the big ruler in the end times. I'll read verse 25, and it speaks words against the Most High, and it, this is describing this ruler, and it wears out the set apart ones of the Most High, and it intends to change appointed times and law, and they are given into its hand for a time and times and half a time. All right, change, appointed times, and law. All right. The Noahide laws are also known as the Rainbow Covenant. They are Jewish in nature. We have seen the changing of times and the instituting of pagan holidays with Easter and Christmas, etc., etc., etc. This is the Rainbow Covenant, or the law found in the Talmud. It is not, these are not found, the way they're written here, are not found in Scripture. This is the Talmudic interpretation that they have come up with. All right. They are very restrictive. This is not just for the United States. This is for the entire planet, for everybody. Okay? Now, this is what they say are the seven laws that apply to the Gentiles. Now, the reason they say these are for the Gentiles, they say in the Jewish Encyclopedia, very clearly, and in their teachings in the Mishnah, that Gentiles, okay, they mean us by Gentiles, even though we are true Israel. The white people are true Israel. We are not worthy of the Torah. Okay. We're not worthy of the Torah. We are not to observe Torah. We are not to be Torah believers. In their law, in their Talmudic law, they say a Gentile, meaning us, observing the Sabbath deserves death. We're to be put to death if we are Sabbath keepers. Okay? That's their rule. That's why these are so dangerous, that I want everybody to know about these. They are glossed over a lot. They've been around. People know about them. They have websites that expose a lot of this. But I wanted to do one of my shows, one of these wake-up call shows on it. And I will probably play this show over and over and over when I have an open slot. Because these are so important and it's so critical that our people understand what these people have planned for us. Okay, you know that they have sponsored all these wars to commit white genocide. That was the main agenda, to have white genocide. Okay, white people killing white people, the true seed of Israel being exterminated, because they want to rule the world. World domination is the plan. All right, that's the plan. They say in their law that there is no day of rest for Gentiles. We are not to observe the Sabbath, or we are to be killed. Okay? They have gone so far, they have corrupted the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican has ruled with their Jewish Pope that the name of Yahweh may not be used. We are not to say that name. Okay, there you go. There's the great whore saying that we're not allowed to say or worship or praise Yahweh. Now, boy, does that ever frost the cookies of the people in Christian identity. This rainbow covenant is promoted and approved of by the United States government. Okay? Your Judeo-Christian proselytes, these whores, including the Pope and John Hagee, is one of the most voluminous promoters of this, that the Jews can come to God without Yahshua. They don't need him. They have a prior covenant, being the chosen frozen. They can come to God without Yahshua. It's not needed. Yahshua is out of the way. The Jews are special. Here is Romans Chapter 3, verse 10. Now, they're saying that the Jews are already righteous because of that pre-existing covenant. Well, they have no covenant with Yahweh. That covenant was with Israel, not the Jews. And chapter 3, verse 10 of the book of Romans said, as it has been written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's real clear, okay? Nobody can come to Yahweh unless Yahweh draws him, and then only through Yahshua Messiah. Now, this prior administration in 1989, when George Bushy was in. He is a Jew. Family has Jewish heritage. He signed a proclamation. He signed this. This is already a law. This is not going to be passed. It's already a law. It's in. It's passed. It is public law 1991-10214. 1991-10214. You're not allowed to criticize the Jews. On October 8th of 2004, this was approved of the Rainbow Covenant. This is another date. You are not allowed to criticize the Jews. The Messianic Scriptures are anti-Semitic. And on October 13th, of 2004, the Sanhedrin was reestablished. Now, the Sanhedrin has the authority under Jewish law to judge anybody in the world, even if they're not in Israel. You understand? In absentia, they can sentence you to death from Israel, even if you're not in Israel, you're someplace else, when this thing comes up. Remember the verse I wrote about beheaded? Let's get into their version of these Noahide laws. There's seven of them. Okay. There's a lot of hypocrisy involved. This comes from the Talmud. This does not come from the Scriptures. But make this quite clear. This is not scriptural. This is their interpretation, their version for their purposes of this law that they have instituted. All right, this is Talmud. This is also known as the Rainbow Covenant. It is not, but it is known as that. One, you will not commit idolatry. Now, what's their version of idolatry? Using the name and saying the name and believing in Yeshua Messiah. That is idol worship, according to their Talmudic law. It's idol worship. Now, I'll get the penalty is death for these, all right? You're not allowed to worship. All Christians, whether they're Judeo or not, anybody that's a Christian gets whacked, okay? If you believe in Yeshua Messiah, or Jesus, if you use the name Jesus, you are an idolater and you are deserving of death. And they intend to put us to death for this. All right, let's just not mince words. Second, you're not allowed to murder. Well, that sounds good. We got laws against that, but they consider a Jew above the law, and if a Jew decides he wants to kill you, you can't defend yourself. That's murder. They are above all scrutiny. They are God's chosen, and they can do anything that they want. Now, this is the Talmud. This is their law. Okay? This is not Scripture. It does not come from Scripture. It comes from their Babylonian Talmud. Theft. You're not allowed to steal from a Jew. You can steal from each other. You can rip everybody off. You can do all kinds of stuff. But if you take anything belonging to a Jew, you are punished with death. Now, this one's a hoot. This is really... This shows their hypocrisy in spades. Adultery. Sexual misconduct. Tel Aviv is known as the gay capital of the world. All these child touchers and child pornographers and all that stuff, and all the porn producers are all Jewish. Their Talmud again says that you can have sex with a little girl, a little bitty girl, before a certain age, because the hymen will grow back. It's only a wound. It's okay. What we consider sexual immorality or adultery is totally different from what they consider sexual immorality. Their version of morality is so twisted and so wicked. It says in scriptures that in the last days, what is evil will become good, and what is good will become evil. They twist it. They're going to lie. They're going to do whatever their father, the devil, wants them to do. They're going to take our scriptures, and they're absolutely going to turn them upside down. They don't go by the scriptures. They go by their Talmud, and they're always issuing new opinions in the Talmud. They rewrite certain segments every so often. It's a fluid document. It's not etched in stone, and it's only the opinions of their rabbis. They say that they advise God on what's right and what's wrong. They have that authority. That they are the Messiah en masse. And if they can get everybody on the planet under Talmudic law, that's the Messiah. And that all Jews, because they're Jews, will be with God. You know, they try to say that's the resurrection. They're gonna be resurrected, and they're gonna be in the kingdom of heaven, and it's gonna be here, and they're gonna rule over everybody. That's the key. The world domination factor is the key to their kingdom. That's where they're at. World domination, possession of all the wealth. Everybody else is slaves or dead. they are worshipped. That's what they want. They want to be worshipped as gods because they're Jews and they know more. God asks rabbis when he makes a ruling. That's how they think. That's how they are. That's their belief. You know, and it sounds outlandish to us. Oh, you got to be kidding me. No, unfortunately, I am not kidding you. They really think this way. They wholeheartedly believe that. They are egged on by their rabbis. Their rabbis are their ruling class. And they will throw the little Jews under the bus to make a point, to make victims, to perpetuate their holo hoax. Now it's up to 20 million. They've jacked it up. They're trying to say, well, total in the world, there were 20 million Jews killed. Only in those death camps was there 6 million. They were killed all over the world. It's been a worldwide Holocaust. It's about 20 million. There weren't even 20 million of them in existence. You see where I'm going with this, folks? Okay. Noahide Law number 5. Blasphemy. To say the name of Yahweh or Yahshua is blasphemy, which is punishable by death by beheading. To say Jesus, that goes back to idolatry and is blasphemy if it's connected with the name. They say Hashem, the name. They don't say Yahweh. They don't worship Yahweh. Let's get that straight. They have a different deity. They are of their father, the devil, and the lust of their father they seek to do. It's getting pretty doggone blatant out there, folks. I mean, it's not funny. It's not something, oh, well, you know, they're just doing this. They're in all the governments. They're putting the enforcement arms in place as we speak to come after the Christians, Christian identists, and Judeo-Christians. That's what we try to tell these Judeo-Christians. You're not exempt. They're going to come after you too. And you're helping them, you poor deluded people. You're setting yourself up for genocide. They hate Christians with an undying hatred. Any kind of Christian. Doesn't matter. They're gonna kill the Southern Baptists and the Pentecostals as soon as they'll kill CI people. Won't matter. They're not just going to kill whites. They're going to kill everybody. Everybody that doesn't bow and obey these laws and worship the Jews. That's what's in process right now. It's not coming. It's here. All right? The next law. Number 6 concerns cruelty to animals. They say you can't eat a piece of the meat if the animal's still alive. If it's bleeding to death, you can't cut off a chunk and eat it. You ever see the way they slaughter animals? Their kosher slaughter. It's anything but humane. It's horrible. So, more hypocrisy. And last but not least, and the biggest joke of all, they are going to set up courts and laws, just laws, kind laws, righteous laws in righteous courts. Now, you see everything else that they do. Their term of righteousness and justice is the mirror opposite of what it actually is. They are of the children of the devil, and their forms of justice and righteousness are anti everything that Yahweh has commanded. Well, you see what they're doing with these courts today. Can you, white Christian, get justice in these courts? Are you going to get justice? Really? Think about that. Here's their justice. Here's some, just a few examples. Now, if you think I'm kidding about this, there are guillotines that have been built. They've been photographed. They've been on the net. It's not fake. They are stored in the state of Georgia here in the United States, and they have hundreds and hundreds of thousands in these warehouses of plastic coffins. Plastic coffins. Okay, the state of Georgia is getting rid of their electric chair, and prisoners will be put to death by beheading with a guillotine. You know why? Because if you electrocute a criminal, the electrocution process renders the organs of the body unusable. You can't take out all the organs and sell them to donors. They're not marketable anymore because the electrocution process destroys these organs. So they've got guillotines already in the state of Georgia. You never hear about this now, do you? You don't hear it because it's suppressed. The news is controlled and suppressed. All right? Here's their idea of justice. There is no day of rest. Now, these are punishable by death. I read you the other things. No day of rest for Gentiles. We are not allowed to observe the Sabbath. It's not for us. It's only for them. We are to be slaves, and we are to work all the time. We have no day of rest. This is their law. This is not, I'm not quoting scripture here. I'm quoting their law. This is in their Talmud. We are not to get a day of rest because we're goyim. We're Gentiles. Okay? In scripture, there is no word Gentile. Okay? But that's the term that they're using for them. Now, we have to have at least two witnesses for any crime under the scripture. That's what Yahweh commanded us, so we have to have two or more witnesses to put someone to death. You cannot put somebody to death without at least two eyewitnesses. Under their law, one witness. And seeing as how they're permitted to lie because of the Kol Nidre, you get somebody that wants you dead, they accuse you of a crime, you're arrested, they testify against you. Yeah, he did this, and I saw him do it. And you get convicted because of that witness, a false witness. Only one witness is necessary to convict under the Noahide laws of their Talmud. All Gentiles not obeying the Noahide laws are to be killed. You have to sign forms to get into Israel, and you will swear to obey these seven rules. And they're very vague. They don't get specific about certain things. They use them to do whatever they want. This is their method of genociding our people. And that's what these laws are. These are death laws for the race of Israel and anybody else that gets in their way if they want what they've got. These people are of their father, the devil, and the lust of their father they seek to do, just like Yeshua said. And it's too horrible for people to think of, therefore they don't want to believe it. Oh, that can't be so. Then why would Yeshua say it? If you trust in him and you believe what he said, you're going to believe these things, because these are the things that he warned us about. My. The penalty for violating the Noahide laws is decapitation for the convicted. There's a lot. I can't possibly go into all details on this. It'd take 10 shows just to pick things apart. Let's turn to the book of Revelations. Get back here. Chapter 1, verse 2. Chapter 1, verse 2. Who bore witness to the word of Elohim and the witness of Yahshua Messiah to all he saw. Those are witnesses to the word of Yahshua, okay? That was written by John, his servant Yohanan. Chapter 1, verse 9. Okay, chapter 1, verse 9. I, Yochanan, both your brother and kosher in pressure, in other words, persecution, and in the reign and endurance of Yeshua Messiah, came to be on the island that is called Patmos, for the word of Elohim and for the witness of Yeshua, Messiah. This is in here 9 times in the book of Revelation. Let's turn to chapter 3. Verse 8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut it, that you have little power, yet have guarded my word, and have not denied my name. They're witness to the word. Okay. Revelation 6, 9. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the slaughter place the beings of those having been slain for the word of Elohim and for the witness which they held, which is punishable by death under the Noahide laws. Okay? The witness of Yeshua. That's a capital crime according to the Talmudists. Chapter 12 of Revelations, verse 11. And they overcame him. This is the overcoming of the dragon, the old serpent, the devil. Okay. Chapter 12. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their witness, and they did not love their lives unto death, the witness and proclaiming of Yeshua Messiah is more important than your life, because if you die in his service and you witness, you will not suffer the second death. Now, same chapter, chapter 12, verse 17. Chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to fight with the remnant of her seed, those guarding, in other words, observing, the commands of Elohim and possessing the witness of Yeshua Messiah. They're witnessing for Yeshua. Okay. Chapter 14 of the book of Revelations, verse 12. 14:12. Here is the endurance of the set apart ones. Here are those guarding the commands of Elohim and the belief of Yeshua. Verse 13, and I heard a voice out of the heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Master from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, in order that they rest from their labors and their works follow with them. Faith without works is dead. Okay? You have to witness. You have to bear that witness. Chapter 15, verse 3 of Revelations. This is all in Revelations. And they sing the song of Moshe, the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Yahweh El Shaddai. Righteous and true are your ways, O sovereign of the set apart ones." They're bearing witness in that song of the word. These are all witnessing passages. They bear witness to this. They proclaim it publicly. Chapter 20, verse 4. Let me turn to it here. I have to flip a page. Chapter 20, verse 4. I'm coming back to it again. Pay attention to this verse, because it's going to back up all the things that I just told you about the guillotines and the penalty for the violation of these Noahide laws, their plans for us, all the machinations that they have done, all these wars that they have plotted to decimate our people. All right. Here is culmination. Chapter 20, verse 4 of the book of Revelations. "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and the lives of those who had been beheaded because of the witness they bore to Yahshua, and because of the word of Elohim, and who did not worship the beast, nor his image, and did not receive his mark upon their foreheads or upon their hands, and they lived and reigned with Messiah for 1,000 years. Verse 5, "And the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection." Verse 6, "Blessed and set apart is the one having part in the first resurrection. The second death possesses no authority over these, but they shall be priests of Elohim and of Messiah, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It's so close upon us, brothers and sisters. You see what's going on in the world today. You see in the news. You see the rising up of the Israelites. Even if they don't know they're Israelites, they're rising up anyway. Dem Bones is coming to life. Like the sermon I did, Dem Bones, Dem Bones. Dem Bones is rising up. How much time do we have left, brothers and sisters? How much? The word of Yahweh does not go out in vain. Somebody hears the word. Somebody hears the preaching. If somebody just turns them on to a website with this preaching on it, they're going to hear the word. There's nothing more important in these times than to get the word out. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Get that word out there. If you're going to fight against these people that want to pass these laws, it's not time to take up the sword yet. There'll be a time that that comes, okay? It may be far off. It may not be far off. We don't know. Yahweh will let us know when is the time. But right now we can fight against these people by witnessing about Yeshua Messiah. That's the sharp two-edged sword that he spoke of, the word. The word, the testimony about Yahweh and Yeshua. That's our most effective weapon. Now, we here at EFR, we're not advocating violence. We don't do that. We cannot be effective in the service of Yahweh from inside a prison cell. We have to stay out here and teach and preach, because that's how we reach the remnant. Now, there are enough others out there that are militant and they want to form groups and do this and do that. Plenty of them. They're all over the place. They're everywhere. Lots of them. A lot of people are angry. But I say this to you in all sincerity, unless you have the protection Yahweh Elohim, if you are not one of the remnant and you go into these groups and you do anything, you will not have that protection. The only ones in these days that is going to be protected when it really breaks loose is going to be the remnant. That's just how it is. A lot of people are nationalists. That's fine. I'm 100% in favor of that. That's great. But the ultimate white nation is the kingdom of Yahweh. There's not going to be anybody else in it. That's the ultimate. That is the solution. The kingdom of Yahweh under the rule of Yeshua HaMashiach. That's it. That is the last word and setting things right. That's how it's going to be done. I mean, you can go out there and do what you're going to do, and you may make it through, you may not. Well, I don't know. But I certainly am hedging my bet, and I am proclaiming Yeshua as our king. This false government, any government, pick a government, doesn't matter what country, pick one. If they're not proclaiming Yeshua as Messiah and worshiping Yahweh, they're smoke and mirrors, and their words are going out in vain. See what's happened in Europe? People are waking up. People are getting angry. They want these migrants out. We've got this big confrontation on our southern border. They're violent already down there. We really don't know what's coming in the next few days. We don't know. We're already in November. December's coming up. And then we're into 2019. This may be the year. We don't know. I've already got my bases covered. That's all I can testify to as a big sinner, just like Paul was a big sinner before he was converted. I have been blessed by Yahweh, and I proclaim Yahweh and Yeshua, and if it results under these wicked people and their minions and their armed thugs, that they come and they get me, I will not suffer that second death. If I am martyred for Yeshua, I will be back. How many others can say that in Israel? If they don't proclaim and don't worship Yahweh and Yeshua, they will be resurrected, but to the second death. They won't make it. I don't want that to happen to any of my brothers and sisters. That's why I preach this word. I want to try to wake people up. I want to try to get them off that fence and into the camp of the remnant. He is gathering who he calls. If this message gets to you and you repent of your life and you want to come over to Yahweh, talk to the Father. He'll hear you. He'll listen. Pray in earnest. Go in a private place and pray and ask for his forgiveness. You don't need to make an altar call in one Judeo-Christian church and make a big show out of it. It's a private one-on-one relationship between you and Yahweh and Yeshua. It's not a dog and pony show. It's not a game. It's a holy, holy thing. And if you are an Israelite and you want to join with Yahweh, brother or sister, do it. Don't hesitate. Time is short. We don't know how much we've got. Well, my show time is short. And I know how much time I've got. I've only got a few minutes here. I'm going to play the outro, and then I'm going to play a song, and then I'll put this baby in the archives, and it'll play in its time slot. It's been a pleasure. I always love to talk about Yahweh and Yeshua, and I love talking to my brothers and sisters out there in true Israel. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I'll talk to you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.